Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Come on, get loud.
Wow, can't let you
yell
play the song.
Yell at everybody.
I thought you were under directive not to get anybody excited about
the Your show is
Kansas.
Your show.
Starting the pep rally right now.
It's your
now.
Show,
no,
too.
I'm not going to do it if the show's not feeling it.
Play the music. I want the Cavs to win.
No, he wants the
I want the Cavs
to win.
I would like the Cavs to win basketball games. That's fun.
There's no way we just got into that argument. We had one earlier in the week.
Yeah, and they all dropped off because they know what the truth is.
There is.
I know what the truth is.
There is no.
They know you're fraudulent. They know you don't believe what you're saying.
There's no way at least a piece of you isn't rooting for the Cavs to lose now so you can be validated.
Why would
there's
I want
no
to?
Way.
No way.
I've
no.
gotten in big arguments before.
No.
I've admitted it.
No.
There have been times where I've admitted
no.
my favorite teams. I've wanted them to. They're
no.
Buckeyes. There have been Buckeye teams. I've been like, yeah, if they lose, I get what I want in this. Holtman, one of them, I'll admit it. I was rooting for Holtman to lose. And now
no.
I got what I wanted. He's gone.
No.
Sometimes it works
if
out.
If they went to the NBA
you
Finals
win,
and won.
You want to win an argument, it probably serves you better to have the Cavs lose.
No. My argument is that you are not realistic in what you said. You've totally done an about face, and I don't know what's going on with you. I don't know if it's – I don't know if certain general managers or team presidents have gotten in on your phone too, like other people in Cleveland media. I'm not sure. But
reckless speculation.
I don't know what's going on over there. Because you were the one, you were as critical. I mean, they couldn't fart without you criticizing them earlier in the year. And now all of a sudden it's rah-rah, it's get your pom-poms out, and Ken's being the fuddy-duddy.
Yeah, because
I'm not being that way.
Because we sat through 5 months to get to the playoffs, and now we're totally changing the argument. Now the playoffs don't matter anymore.
Just happy to make the playoffs around here. Spent 3 first-round picks, got 3 guys in the top 5
wait,
playing for your basketball team.
Not happy to make the playoffs.
That's just what you said. We're just happy to make them.
Making the playoffs is certainly a different thing than it used to be. When we were younger, very few baseball teams got in.
Better than not
making
them.
Before the wild card, the NFL was tough. The NFL, when the NFL lets 44% of its teams make the playoffs, by definition, it's never been easier to make playoffs. That's not what I'm talking about. I'm talking about having a chance to see Evan Mobley, Darius Garland, get past the bugaboos. Jared Allen, who has been ripped by everybody for the last year for his comments at the end of last year, me included. I've ripped him. You've ripped him. We didn't like that. And you know what?
It kind of changed by the time Christmas came around because I'm like, man, this guy's playing his ass
yes,
off.
Yes, yeah. So now let's see it in the playoffs. I am excited about the fact that the stakes are this high, that there
but
is this much pressure.
Me,
when you go and pick your team the way they picked the Orlando Magic, you better win now.
But to make your point, you can't sit there and say Ken's secretly hoping they lose. You can't do that.
It does not sound like you are excited about this team in any way. And them winning in exciting fashion, I think would make you look bad, certainly.
Because it's been such a weird roller coaster of a year. Like back in January, I thought they'd never lose again. Because it's been such a weird-ass year, honestly, Tone, there is a part of me where I don't know why I'm this way. I'm a little bit afraid to put faith in him. To put a lot of stock faith in him and say, this is going to be different. This is going to be the way it is. I'm a little bit afraid. I don't know why. Well, I know why. I don't. Usually I can just look past it and keep going, but I can't do it. I cannot do it. Every time I whoop it up, something bad happens. Go to the phones. D and Tremont, yellow.
Hey guys, great show. I'm sweating after that debate with JJ.
Good.
I did want to comment on that, but I wanted to say I've been really impressed with the traffic reports by Joe Check.
That's
worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
The type of excitement we need.
We love the Cavs around here, baby!
We're doing coming in hot calls.
Josh on the road.
Morning, boys.
Hi.
Couple points. Anthony, I think you're really kind of wrong here. Everybody wants the Cavs to go to the finals, man. We're rooting for them. We love them.
Yeah, sounds like it.
But, no, we are. We really
listen
are.
Listen to that unbridled enthusiasm.
Well, here, another point I want to make with you, Anthony. That's just a real quick point. You mentioned the Browns and Flacco and the excitement and then the Cavs now. The Browns and Flacco, the offense was dead. We had a great defense, but there's no offense. Flacco came in and completely...
Can we stop comparing the Cavs and Browns?
I did bring it up.
I don't want him to. I thought it was silly then. I'm so sick and tired.
I thought Ken was hypocritical then. I think he's hypocritical now.
Because it sits there and it splits the fan base. Most people we're talking to, get off the internet and pay attention for a second, everybody. Most fans are fans of all three teams here. You guys like to cut each other up. You guys like to sit there and divide each other amongst, oh, he's a Guardians fan, but he's not a Browns fan. You're fans of all the teams, guys. You're fans of all the teams. There you go, Josh. Continue.
I love the Cavs. I'm fired up for them. Let's just hope they can get it together. That's the problem. That's where everybody's bummed out. They haven't been playing well together. We want them to.
They haven't played together.
I hope they sell, Anthony.
They haven't.
I hope they sell. I hope they beat LeBron's records in the playoffs. They're like the best Cavs team ever. But I don't know if it's going to
happen. Lima wanted LeBron back last week. So, I mean, that's where his faith level is.
Yeah, if LeBron was on this team, I'd feel a lot better about them. Yes.
There you go. We still need to keep going back to LeBron.
He's still pretty damn good.
Going back to the LeBron well again. Okay. That's great. At least I'm trying to move forward. Hello, you're next up on the Fan, Mike in Cleveland Heights.
Hey, Ken, how's it going? And Anthony.
It's going wonderfully.
Hey, I've caught you guys for a while, many years, like over 10 years. And you know I'm the king of non sequiturs, right?
I don't really know, but continue.
Sorry, may I have a non sequitur? And this is, you're going to like this one, Ken.
I don't think I am, man. We don't have a lot of time. You got to stay on. You got to stay on task.
The Zips are going to be top 25.
Why do you do it?
Why? Ken's right. I'm wrong. Yep. Nobody cares. Nobody cares about the Cavs. Congratulations.
I'm not going to do a champions pose.
What a sports town. What a tremendous sports town that we've become.
It's a good sports town, but they're not going to fake
it. I guess
they're not.
Of our city is strong.
I guess
and we're just
they're not going to fake it.
Wake me up when the Browns season starts.
They're not going to fake it. They're not going to fake it.
Wake me up when the 24th rated quarterback gets back at the helm.
I almost just made
following a glenoid injury, and then you guys will get excited again. There you go. Wake me up.
There's a song you can get behind.
Let me know when they put Nick Chubb's leg back together again and get him back on the field so we can get excited.
Whoa! Hey!
Let me know.
Easy. Hey.
I guess that's when this town gets excited again.
Nick out of it. I just want to let you know, CBS does have the Browns on the Tom Brady top 10.
Oh, there we go.
You want to talk about a power rankings that matter? In case you need to break that glass, CBS has the Browns on the Tom Brady top 10. They're just not going to fake it for you, man. It's a real city with real people.
We
were just
And by the time Saturday comes around.
And those real people only care about one team in this town, obviously.
They care about the Cavs, but they're not going to be fooled again. They will be excited on Saturday. No one's going to sit on their hands.
Maybe that's the new Cavs song. Don't get fooled again.
All right, 8:45. 8:45, we'll do 2-second trivia, okay? 8:45, 2-second trivia. 216-474-0092. Coming up next, I hated them, but their legacy is good for us. Ken Carmen, Anthony Lima here.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hey, Rob Bradford here. I have set out on a mission with my good friends at FanDuel to prove what I have known for some time. Baseball isn't boring. Now I have a daily podcast to prove it with some of the most notable people in the baseball world screaming baseball isn't boring from the mountaintops, or at least agreeing to come on our show. Players, managers, GMs, and yes, even the commissioner of baseball, Rob Manfred. It has been a constant wave of baseball's most powerful voices. So join the revolution. Subscribe and soak in Baseball Isn't Boring. Listen on your Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts. You'll be glad you did.